Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Bob Lucy joins us. He's the chair of the Washoe County Commission, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Minden with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250, and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Bob Lucy. He is the chair of the Washoe County Commission. Always a pleasure, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. Our first taping after Thanksgiving, and I think both of us have gained about 5 pounds over the holiday weekend. All right, so let's start out with infrastructure. The bill is passed. Money is coming.
Right.
What would you like to see done with it for Washoe County? Because NDOT is going to be in charge of a lot of this money.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, it's important for us to continue to focus on roads. You know, as being a member of RTC and through the county, one of the biggest things that we see is that we have some wonderful roads and our connectors, but we're seeing so much growth within our community. We need some of these other arterials that will move traffic differently, not just through the congested, already congested, but underway, you know, Spaghetti Bowl. But we need to move some of that money like into the North Valleys, Pyramid Way, those types of arterials are going to look for those types of improvements because we have not done a good enough job to provide that kind of surplus need for lanes and traffic and widening on those roads, because I think we've always planned for 5-10 years of growth, never anticipating this amount of growth. Washoe County grew by 66,000 people in the last 10 years of census. And I think the next 10 years, you're going to see double that. And so when you talk about that type of infrastructure need, you're not only talking about roads, but you're also talking about broadband. One of the big things that we are lacking here for businesses and for our schools, and which we found through the pandemic, is that we didn't have as much broadband as we need. So we need to get fiber out to different places. So those are the two primary things that I think you're going to need, really looking into it.
Let me just ask you a question here about that. So do we not sit on the major fiber link between the West Coast and the East Coast here in Reno?
We do, through AT&T. But the problem is that fiber link is not being brought out to places. Some of our rural areas like Gerlach and some of the northern parts of the North Valleys don't have that direct high-end fiber. So you've got fiber to the downtown area, which is where we have Apple and a number of those different. And then you've also got Switch out but you don't have it that in these little kind of arteries off to the side that we really are relying upon.
Okay, so you know, speaking futuristically, you know, there's been discussion from people like Elon Musk and others talking about floating balloons that would be able to provide internet service to places that don't currently have it. Is that too far out in the future for us to contemplate?
I think it is. I mean, right now we've got to go with the technology that we know and what we can rely upon. You know, Elon Musk and the balloon. I saw some of that. Not only is Elon working on, but Google was working on projects like that. But I think right now we really have got to focus on, if we're going to build roads, let's lay some infrastructure alongside of it. The other thing we need to talk about with infrastructure is sewer. Sewer is a big thing.
Well, isn't that the biggest?
It is.
Because I've talked to other people since my last conversation with you, and they say sewer is the number one capacity issue as far as growth goes.
Absolutely. If you can't, I mean, water's, I've said this to you before on the show, water is gold here in Nevada. But you gotta be able to get rid of the wastewater. And not only process it properly, but we're at capacity at our facilities up in the North Valleys. Both facilities, Reno's and Washoe County's, need massive upgrades to make sure that they can continue to satisfy the growth that's gonna come in the year. They can handle it now. But if we add what we anticipate the growth looking like, you're going to need it. We're already under construction down here in the South Meadows on our facility at Stum Wharf to increase that capacity. So, and we're going to, the other thing we're talking about is, how do we not only utilize the reclaimed water? One of the issues that we're seeing here in Washoe County is that we have a great facility down here and are able to handle the sewer, but what do you do with the discharge, the gray water, the Class A water that's the non-potable? And right now we're utilizing it to water golf courses and landscaping throughout the South Valleys. There will come a point where we can't put it into the Truckee River because of TROA, because of our agreement with the tribes. We cannot.
Okay, so that's the Truckee River operating agreement for those that
don't
know.
Yeah, sorry, thank you.
Yeah, 30 years in the making from Senator Reid.
Right, and so there are challenges to putting that in because we have agreements with the tribes downriver that we can't put as much particulate back in. We have to put some of those dissolved solids. We have to make sure that those stay minimalistic and the water is as clear as it would be if it was just natural coming down the Truckee River.
Okay, so what can we learn from the Southern Nevada Water Authority and the Israelis in terms of taking that gray water and converting it back to usable potable water?
Well, you know, we have a wonderful facility, and this is one of the things Commissioner Hartung has been working on tremendously for many, many years through his tenure, is working with the Nevada University of Nevada Water Campus, Innovation Campus. And we've got some wonderful scientists, we have some wonderful engineers up there that are working on different technologies for us to do either re-injection back into our aquifer so that it gets naturally filtered and become more potable water for us, usable water. There are different filtration systems that we can upgrade our facilities. So it's those types of things we can do, as you pointed out, that they do in Southern Nevada, what they've done in Israel. And so I think if we move forward and we have these available funds, those are the types of projects we have to look at if we're going to continue to grow here in Northern Nevada.
Okay, so cost of upgrading the sewer facility to where we need it to be, are we talking $1 billion?
I wouldn't say $1 billion. I know we've invested $50 million down here in Southern and the South Valleys. I think the North Valleys, you're probably looking from anywhere from $50 to $100 million.
Okay, but for the main sewer treatment plant itself.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a tough one. I don't know.
But isn't that what the infrastructure bill is all about?
Yeah, it is. It's all about in making sure that you can continue to facilitate that clean. You know, I wouldn't know what the number is, but it's extensive. I mean, that facility itself is 40, 50 years old. So, I mean, it needs, and they constantly are refurbishing that facility. But remember, that facility is managed wholly by Sparks and Reno. Washoe County doesn't have any, plays any role in that. We play just in our facilities outside.
But if you're going to see the county growth by 120,000 people over the next few years, maybe the county needs to be involved.
We should.
I mean, doesn't that call for more regional government working together, cooperation in terms of, you know, funding for these kind of projects, if not, you know, for other projects that have come and gone over the years in terms of discussion at least.
Sam, I've said it all along. I think that one of the biggest challenges that this community has always faced is the siloed government, the unwillingness to participate together communally as a region. Now, I shouldn't say that happens all the time, but you do see it in siloed little experiments that people, you know, Reno and Sparks won't work with Washoe County, or Washoe County and Reno won't work with Sparks. You know, and you see these little challenges, these hiccups, and it should have always been a regional approach. Very much like Jacksonville, Florida. They have county and city government, it's combined as one, and they work together well. And, you know, we put policies in place that have prevented a number of things, has given certain powers and certain abilities to governments where, for example, we talk about fire service. We talk about, very much like Las Vegas, they have a regional police force. We need to start working in those kinds of discussions and having those kinds of ideologies as we move forward, because that's the only way we're going to grow successfully for the future.
Are we not having those kind of discussions? Because we certainly were in the past.
We're having them. They're just not as productive. Coming from my standpoint, I've always enjoyed moving quickly. As an entrepreneur, as a private business owner, if I've seen something that's not working, I like to move quickly. And it's taken time. It just takes time. And I think that we really need to put a concerted effort to making those conversations come to the forefront. Because as you pointed out, with all the money potentially coming down the bill from either the infrastructure bill or the ARPA funds, we need to move fast.
Okay. And are you having good conversations with Mayor Sheevy, Mayor Lawson?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we have good conversations all the time. But it's bringing all three councils, the councils and the commission together to really identify the needs and focus on it. Now, we have seen us do that together for homeless with the Safe Campus and the amount of money we've put there. But we need to continue to have these conversations on every level, as you pointed out, sewer, roads, different things like that. And, you know, we have an RTC, but RTC is represented by only one member from Sparks, two from Washoe County, and two from Reno. A five-member board makes it very difficult when you need to have some of these larger conversations about all of this growth. How is Reno growing? How is Washoe County growing? And I don't know if those conversations are truly occurring.
All right, let's take another break, and we'll be right back with Commissioner Bob Lucey after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Lucey. He is the chair of the Washoe County Commission. On the good news front, looks like the gaming industry has bounced back unbelievably in Washoe County.
Unbelievably. We are absolutely pleased. Every month that we've seen record numbers in our room tax recovery, it has been unbelievable. So that's fantastic to hear. I mean, and we're hearing it all the time at the RCVA, what we call aggressive tourism. People post-pandemic are wanting to travel. They want to get out. We're seeing our driver markets from California come and stay and spend money, more than we've seen in years past, well before, and numbers that well exceed pre-pandemic numbers.
I was at the Atlantis for their holiday buffet, and they had 1,800 covers. 1,800 covers.
It's unbelievable.
So, I mean, even with reservations, there was still a line out the door.
The only problem with it is, Sam, is that we're still seeing the employment issues. The employment issues of getting individuals, housekeeping, wait staff, cook staff, valet, to facilitate this amount of travel. We just still are having a difficult time getting people in because, one, COVID still plays a role for a lot of these employers. They're worried about the liability of that. If somebody does test positive or whatnot, they're quarantining them and asking them to either stay home for 10 days until they feel okay. And then, that limits your workforce by a certain percentage. And then you've got all of these openings because you have a ton of people that were out of work that has not really re-injected themselves into the workforce. Now, we are seeing unemployment going down, but not at the numbers that we were pre-pandemic.
Okay, so let me ask you this. In my mind, and I may be 1,000% wrong here, but it seems that people have enough savings from the extra monies that the government provided. Somewhere companies were able to still fund positions even though people weren't at work or working. But that's going to run out, is it not? And at some point, is there not going to be a rush to, hey, we got to pay the rent. We better get our butts back to work.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, I'm hoping that time comes sooner rather than later and people realize it and doesn't become too late, because here's the issue that I find ourselves are going to be, and this is from a housing standpoint, when that money runs out and those people haven't made those proactive decisions to get back into work and get back into the workforce. Now, there are plenty of jobs available. You drive down, you drive down 395 and everything you see all is now hiring, now hiring, now hiring. And
I saw a homeless guy on the corner of the freeway the other day. There were 25 people with job application forms for him right there.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm telling you.
I'm kidding, of course.
No, I'm telling you, but it's just, it's surprising to me we have this much demand for workforce, yet we still can't facilitate it. And we, like I said, Washoe County grew by 66,000 people. And when we have, in a 10-year time period, why can't we facilitate these jobs? Why aren't these people motivated to get back in there? Because, like you said, we have the need. The casino business, industry, all of the brand new industrial jobs and companies that are coming, they have warehouses and all kinds of positions.
Okay, so let me go back to this number, because it's kind of an astonishing number. You say 66,000 people, it's probably going to be double that. If that number comes true, and I'm sure it will, that's a 40% increase in population. Mm-hmm. So that makes the number of we need 50,000 homes over the next 10 years a joke by comparison, because we need way more than that.
Correct. And then you start talking about the trades. You start talking about all these different, all these little different industries that are going to need bodies and workforce. And we have got to do a better job of getting individuals back into the workforce, and obviously incentivizing them with money is not working, because you see you see postings of $25 an hour starting with bonus, $1,000 bonuses if you come in. That was at Taco Bell or something like that the other day when I drove by. The point is that you have to get these people motivated to get back into the workforce to continue to supply the need that we're going to have. And it's astonishing to me that we haven't hit that. But I think you're right. I think we're going to see this precipice of this change where people are going to realize, hey, Uncle Sam's not going to give me that free dollar anymore. I better get jumping on this. I really hope the federal government does not move forward with that third stimulus package. I really hope they did. That is a pipe dream.
I think that's becoming less and less likely, and certainly with the way the Senate is shaping up. But we'll have to see. All politics is local until they're not.
Right.
And on a national level, you know, the Democrats have as many problems as the Republicans do, with both parties at this point literally split in two.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, and here's one of the issues that we see too in both parties. Both parties are finding themselves, the Democrats are finding themselves a very left extremists. And then they have their more moderate working Democrats. The same with the Republicans. We have a right side extremists that have this kind of a narcissistic ideology of what they believe their party should be. And then you have the moderate Republicans who believe in the conservative values, who believe that what we're doing is right, but we're trying to work and fix on problems. And so that's where the ideology is splitting both parties.
Wait, what do you mean when you say narcissistic? Because to me, narcissistic means looking in the mirror and looking out,
well,
saying how good looking you are.
Well, narcissistic, I think the narcissistic ideology of the parties is interesting, that in the sense that, you know, I've watched in the Republican Party that we always qualify, are you Republican enough? Are you Republican enough? You don't share the same values, whether you're pro-life or you know, if you're not pro-life, then you're not Republican. Or if you don't believe in, smaller government, then you're not Republican. You know, it's just those types of things. You can be Republican and not always have the exact same value. It has to have your core values, you know, your core principles. But the problem is that some of these people believe everything is wrong. And if the Democrats are doing it, then it's absolutely wrong. And it's like, maybe. That might be true, but the point is that we have to at least have the conversations. Our country was founded on having conversations and negotiations. It was a democratic society in the sense that we want to go and work together to find what's the best solution for everybody. But right now, ideology splits us. And so if you can't sit there and say, something that they're saying is right and some things they're saying aren't right. Bill Raggio used to do it. He was phenomenal at it. He was able to have those conversations.
Quick question, quick answers. So open primaries then?
No.
Okay, we'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on 2 floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Lucy. He's the chair of the Washoe County Commission. Okay, so this weekend I'm reading the New York Times, and there's an article about the fact that in one of these government programs, there is a portion to give newspaper companies, not the New York Times and the Washington Post, but Gannett and other companies that size and smaller, money from the federal government to keep them afloat. And my thought is, good Lord, these are businesses. They're not charity organizations. They have a terrible business plan. They've had a terrible business plan for the last, ever since online came on board, so maybe 15, 20 years. and the government should be giving them money. Is that kosher? Is that a bribe? What the heck is that?
I think the last word you said hits it right on its head. It is a bribe. It is flat out a bribe, because here's the problem. This is the media is broken. Media is broken, and I'll point it out from RGJ's standpoint.
By the way, and luckily I'm not part of the media.
You're not
media. Have a talk show.
You're not media. You're a wonderful moderator of good conversation. What I would say, the media is broken. For example, RGJ, in the most recent event with the Kenosha, the tragedy that happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin, they came out and instead they posted something and printed an issue that the subject from the Kenosha tragedy was tied to the bombings at the Nugget. They just wanted sensationalism of being, Reno had to be part of it. Now, yes, he had a hit sheet from here, but he had nothing to do with that. And they had to print a retraction. But they are so quick to go and just sensationalize things versus really providing the true content of what is out there. What is the truth? They want to sensationalize it, and I think it's ridiculous. I don't agree with it at all to have that type. You're right. I'd love to have somebody just give me some kind of donation because I own a veterinary business, or because my real estate company had a little bit of a downturn because of the pandemic. That's ridiculous.
Look at it and go, look, the business model is broken. You guys have not been able to fix it. No. I run an advertising agency. I haven't had a call from the Reno Gazette Journal in years to try and sell me advertising to any of my clients. The system is broken. Give me a break. Okay, that's where we got to leave it. Always fun to have you here, sir. Come back soon.
Thanks. Good seeing you.
And coming up, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you and your family.
We'll be right back. There you go.
That was awesome.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.